where Charlotte comes to talk. WBT at your service all weekend. With the WBT Home Improvement Show, brought to you by the Home Depot and Lennox Comfort Systems. Call in now with your fix-it-up questions to 704-570-1110 or email at WBT.com. Now, John Gordon and Dave Doble on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Good morning, Home Improvement Charlotte. Welcome to News Talk 1110, WBT's Home Improvement Show. I am John Gordon.
I'm David Doble.
David, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
How was your trip?
It was wonderful.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a beautiful place.
That is a beautiful place.
Although I don't think I saw as much of it as you did, so
yeah.
That's excellent.
One of God's many wonders.
You know, I threatened to tell everybody last week what you did at one port, but I didn't.
It was fun. I went to a Home Depot. We cruised in on that ship in Kauai, and I saw the Home Depot in the distance. So I took a little shuttle that evening and went over. I just wanted to walk through the store and see what prices were and what their building materials were. And
pretty close to standard, isn't it?
Yeah. You see a lot of redwood and right. A lot of treated lumber, which is what they use. They have a pretty major termite problem there.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But you know, it was just about what I thought. Most things were just a little bit more price wise, as far as fasteners, tools, things of that nature. But the things that you would expect to be more expensive were items of great mass. So
yeah.
Drywall. Things of that nature were much more expensive.
Freight intensive, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
And the racking's still orange and everything, right?
Yeah, pretty much the same store. Pretty much the same store. And had lots of people trying to help me and, you know, walking around in flip-flops and shorts. So
you got to love it. How did we end up? How did we start this game in Michigan? Oh, well. Well, that's good. I'm glad to have you back, sir. We had a good week with our friends from Lennox, last week, Scott and Zeke were with us. The week before, I just kind of did it. And it was fine. It was good. And we missed you, but we got through it. And so give us a call. We're at 704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. Lines open. We're going to take our first break and be back to answer your home improvement questions on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com. The Home Improvement Show.
Welcome back to News Talk 1110 WBT's Home Improvement Show. I am John Gordon.
I'm David Doble.
Pardon me. And we are taking your calls at 704-570-1110. We've got David on right now with a welding project or a wielding project. He's going to throw something. I'm not sure. Good morning, David. You're on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hey, morning. You know, what I was thinking of was something that could probably be made really easily and quickly, and I'm just wondering a little advice about structure of it. You know, those barbecue pits, a lot of churches will have like a rain barrel cut in half,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have it on a metal frame, and then, you know, it's turned sideways on a metal frame, and they just put some hinges on it so that the one half closes on top of the bottom half, which is, you know, where you're doing your, putting your grill and mm-hmm. barbecuing from. And so I'm thinking of a frame like that, except in some cases it would have to be taller. And the whole project is essentially some way that we could, you know, if Haiti just had that big disaster early in the week, one of the things that they need right now is clean water. And they have nothing but, you know, broken pipes and dirty water and whatnot floating around. If you could create some tanks that you could put in front of a solar cooker. And for a solar cooker, which might be available down there, you know those old-fashioned satellite dishes that are 6 feet across, 10 feet across?
Mm-hmm.
If you lined them with aluminum foil, you know, that aluminum foil would probably break down in about a week, but if you put it in the hot sun and you put one of those tanks on a frame at the focal point, you could probably heat up that water fairly quickly. You know, within 20 minutes, you might have it up to 100 degrees. Well, the air temperature is probably probably 100 degrees. So,
right.
You know, you could probably get it a lot, you know, within 20 minutes, you could probably get it, you know, a good solid heat, and then, you know, maybe even get 212 in half an hour or even an hour's time. So I was thinking of a couple of different designs. In some cases, you could have just a standing tank, and you could have water coming in from one side and then leaving from the other side. So you might have to have two chambers or a stopcock once it gets up to the right temperature. But the other would be maybe more like a little Ferris wheel, where you have five or six or, you know, those barrels on a kind of a little Ferris wheel, and it raises up, and then it gets hot enough, then it you had maybe some bicycles or something like that, where you would spin the Ferris wheel. So every 20 minutes, somebody gets on the bike, and you move it a few feet, and it focuses on the next one. And so you could, you know, potentially you could have a lot of heat generated absolutely free with stuff that's laying around down there. And, you know, hypothetically, if somebody down in Haiti was listening to this right now, you know, they got out their welding kit, could they knock something out in, you know, a number of hours so that by noontime they could have something going? And I'm just wondering about, like, the structure. When you lay a barrel on its side like that, does it, you know, you're going to have a lot of weight in it, and how much structure would you have in order to make sure that those rain barrels wouldn't split out? You know,
well,
if it's laying on its side like that.
I mean, first off, I would encourage you not to wonder if someone down there was listening. But if you really are serious about this, David, sketch it out and pass it off to the Red Cross or, you know, someone who might be able to take the idea down there and do that. And then to your question, it's just a matter of math. Water has a weight. It's been a long time since physics. I can't remember what water weighs per gallon.
7 pounds per gallon.
Okay, 8.3 pounds per gallon. So you got to figure it's a 55-gallon drum split in half. So whatever half of that, so, you know, 25 or 23 and a half.
Pounds,
so,
yeah.
So, and then you got to figure out that pressure is going to be on 4, 5, 6, 7 points, and you just do the math in engineering the same way we do math to figure live and dead load for roofing and roof trusses, floor trusses, plywood, and dimensional lumber, and then you make a determination how many touch points or how many points of contact or how you spread that weight across the drum, and away you go. Now, so pass it on and see. Sounds like you put a lot of thought into it, and it would be a shame for that not to get to be relegated just to whether or not somebody from Haiti is listening to the Home Improvement Show today.
Well, sure, but you know, thinking Charlotte's, you know, you got a good port right there, and you probably got a certain amount of unemployed people. If, you know, say like you had a parking lot, and somebody said, well, let's meet out here and let's knock out about 50 of them and put them on a ship, shoot them over there. They could be over there later this afternoon and working by tomorrow morning. You know, it.
You should do that, David. You should absolutely do that, and this is a great vehicle. I mean, if you're listening, do you want to give your phone number out or a place where they
can... out in California, and you know, flashing on this idea, you know, I actually called Florida and a couple other stations around the coastline, you know, see if people will start knocking this idea
out. Get on the... Do you tweet or do Facebook or anything like that, David?
I haven't, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, I would say to get the viral impact, and we are always humbled by the places that people listen to us. I mean, Ohio, now California, Colorado. I know so we are always humbled and honored by the number of people who follow our show. But today, given the urgency of the situation, I mean, if somebody's listening and wants to tweet, I don't know if they go out there or how you do it, or David, how you kind of get it out there. But I do know that stuff, it goes viral in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, cool.
And,
yeah.
And I would really encourage you, even if you could kind of sketch something out and you know, and scan it in and figure out a way to get that posted. Great idea. You've put a lot of thought into it. I would, if we could get that viral, it'd be great.
You know, and it's
and if you wanted to send us something, David, if you wanted to fax or not fax, but get something scanned in and email it to us at johnanddave@wbt.com, I think we could probably have it out there for people to pull down and see if they wanted to do something with it.
Hey, we'll appreciate it.
It's great thought, and I guess I would just encourage you, in addition to, you know, your thoughts, offer your prayers, and let's see between the two if we can't make something something the best possible come out of what is just a huge huge disaster. So
absolutely,
we really appreciate the call this morning, David, and thank you for the thought and care you've given this.
No trouble. Thanks.
Have a great day, sir.
Appreciate the time.
No, thank you. Glad to have it. All right, David has thought hard about that. I hope maybe he'll send us something. If it's if he sends us, we'll stick it out there, folks. And then if you I don't know how you start a tweet if you don't know his contact information, but maybe he'll do something that and see if we can go viral. All right, 704-570-1110. And David, by the way, we probably should have got his contact information because it sounds like he might be the closest I've heard of someone who comes to, like, creating things like you create things.
I was going to say, it's a man after my own heart.
That sounded like some David Doval work right there.
Yeah, he probably hasn't even been asleep yet.
I mean, but it's all, I mean, that's how stuff happens. And you know, so I'll see if, like I say, if it comes to us, we'll push it. So, all right, 704-570-1110. Got some lines open. Be happy to hear from you. I think we're coming up close to our next break, are we?
Yeah, we're not too far away.
All right, so we'll take our next break now. We'll hear some news, and then we'll be back to answer your home improvement questions on News Talk 1110, WBT's Home Improvement Show.